governance action plan, over D.
I think, to be honest, I think we've covered a lot of things in this. In terms of, we've spoken about business planning, which is the budget one that's got a minor lag, which we've just touched on. Just updated you about the recruitment. So we're advertising as part of 8 in total finance posts that we're advertising at the moment. Adverts will be out in the next week, I think, with a closing date for all 8 positions on the 31st of May.
Yeah, an epidemic, isn't it?
No, we've had a restructure. We've got a couple of people
all of a sudden you've discovered you need 8 more people to do a job like it.
No. We don't.
You wouldn't get them, would you? You wouldn't take them.
We have a new requirement for a housing and regen senior business accountant because we've never had one of those before. Well, okay. The budget says.
But they, all these redundancies and getting rid of people, and then they suddenly look around and find they. That's what it appears to me. I don't know whether anyone else.
Finance have not recruited in. Well, we haven't restructured for quite some time.
Yeah. Somebody else has been taken on to work when someone leaves.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. It's good that they are. Don't get me wrong.
Sorry, Reg, I thought you were going to be, I was going to get defensive there.
It's just a comment, really.
No, you're absolutely right.
If they'd have had a proper progression system in place, we wouldn't be in the state now.
We have had a proper progression, but what we haven't done is recruit at bottom level for a very long time. We have a very high proportion of qualified senior accountants with nobody starting at the bottom and coming
you
up.
Said, Bob Street, you said, agenda's this thick for the audit committee. We thought this was thick. Go and see them. Suddenly he leaves. Who's doing all that work?
In Bob Street's day, the council is a different beast there.
There's
a lot more resource around.
Mm-hmm. I've never been. It just seems strange. Somebody else must be doing it, haven't they?
Did kind of 3 years ago?
Yeah.
Do you remember what happened 3 years ago? I was doing most of it. I'm not doing
it
now.
I'm glad they're putting it right now.
Yeah. So effectively, there's a big finance reshuffle. I mean, you've got some of the senior, longer-serving staff are retiring, so there are gaps there. There are different agendas within the council's corporate strategy, which means we need different areas of expertise, particularly around housing and regeneration. And there is just increased work on compliance, in particular around, I mean, I'm just going to say in particular around the pension fund, with more scrutiny, more requirement for information to be flowing, and more complex administration and governance that is just impossible to deal with. I mean, if you look 5 years ago, I did the pension fund, everything apart from the administration. We didn't have a board at that point. We didn't have 8 committees. We didn't have the pensions regulator. We didn't have a lot of things that have changed. So it is, yeah, I mean, it is about time. You're absolutely right. And we welcome the fact. I mean, we have tried a couple of times to recruit into the technical finance post, but we haven't got the right person yet. So we're hoping that if we do it as a bulk batch with a variety of graded accounts, positions across the finance team, even if we don't get somebody that's immediately obviously wanting to be in technical finance or suitable to be in technical finance from the people that apply for that post, we might be able to dip into some of the other less candidates that weren't the right one for some of the other jobs that were equally as good, but just there's only one role for them to be pointed to. So widening the net a little bit, I think. But you're right, it is about time.
Comment on the recommendation 8, the communications.
Yes.
It's achieved. I know how it is. The fund's communication policy should be reviewed. I mean, it has been reviewed, but there's further action.
Yes.
And I mean, if you put achieved, it seems like it's closed.
I think the recommendation was that we should review our communications policy. Absolutely, we have done that. But if you look at the next page, it says future action.
Yes.
And the future action is strategy to be formally launched and discussions to develop communications plan to be held.
Yes.
I was going to update at this point that Claire has been actively engaging with is it LGA communications work group?
LGPS.
LGPS, yeah.
Yeah.
So do you want to just give a little bit of a...
Yeah, no, absolutely. So it's other funds that are mainly actually up north, but it is the only LGPS communication working group in the country. So we've joined, and I've been to a few meetings, and it's all communications officers there, and just talking through issues or where people need guidance, when regulation changes come up, how people are communicating that to their members, like just learning from other funds. It's brilliant. A very, very, very good group to be part of.
And the draft deferred newsletter that I sent round for comment, that came from that working group.
Yeah.
The intention is that they will kind of draft up probably 3 out of 4 pages of active and deferred newsletters that say these are the key national changes, and then there's the ability behind that to put another local page effectively.
Yeah.
But also it will help us in terms of our communications planning, in terms of what we should be communicating, when we should be communicating, how we should be communicating it. And again, you know, that will feed into work that we'll be doing at the board, because obviously you are representing the members and the employers. So from your sort of feedback, from your groups that you're representing, what is it that your members want, so that we can look at whether we can do that, and then also when we're saying this is what we're proposing to do, you can look at it from your members' perspective and say, well, actually it would be better if it said, or I don't really understand what that means, can you make it clearer? So it's the governance action was, we recommend that you review your communications policy because it's out of date. Well, we've done that, we've done a lot of work on that, and thank you again for your input onto that. So we can, I think, if we kept this, we could keep this open, all of these we could keep open, and we'd never achieve anything. So I just took a little achieve by having published a communications policy, and then effectively in our issues log or our work plan or our action plan, which again we're working through, is we have regular feedback on our comms plan and our, you know, this is what we're planning to do, this is our timetable. Again, you know, here could be, did you do it? Have you seen it? Did you get any feedback on it? How do we make it better going forward? So it's, I'm just trying to take some quick wins, Barbara, because I don't get many. So I mean, on the whole, I think we're making some good progress. It's governance is one of those things that we'll do all of these 11, and then another 24 will come out of the window and bite us. But I think we've moved from where we were 18, 24 months ago to where we are now. I think we're in a far better place. The stuff we've spoken about this morning around the work plan and the guide and the development will take us into another better place. And I think you may have seen my email that I sent around yesterday, I think, around the LAPF Investment Awards. Just if we put something in, we can then, you know, if we don't succeed, they'll give us feedback on what we might need to do better. But I think, you know, give it a try, to be honest. So I think members just to note that, really.
Okay. Thank you. So then we're on to